Junior and Emily, are you on the line?
Yes, we are. Hi, Neil.
Hi, how are you guys? Thanks for coming on the show today. And I'm doing a different format live at a bar, so it's an interesting type of situation. I thought, let's bring you guys on. But I was watching your story today, and Junior, I almost had to tear up to know specifically what you went through and now to get to the opportunity to go to America's Got Talent. Junior, tell us that story and how your sister Emily has been a great influence on you and where you're doing in your career.
Well, she's definitely been everything for me. And, you know, starting out with a single father and kind of being on the streets a lot, you know, when I was very young and kind of getting into a lot of trouble. Over the years, my dad kind of pushed me into dance to kind of get me off the streets, and also had my sister join in. And, you know, when I was dancing with my sister, salsa, which we really didn't like in the beginning. Basically, I kind of was still getting into trouble, and then I was kind of seeing that I was affecting, you know, the my sister. You know, she wanted to dance, and it kind of affecting her dream of wanting to actually do this. And you know, it just I went through a lot of struggle. You know, going back and forth, getting fights. The guy got locked up, and I just had to make a decision. You know. Was I going to do this with my sister and take it really seriously, or was I right. just going to just, you know, kind of, you know, be on the streets and really not do something positive with my life?
Now, Emily, were you really worried for Junior and the decisions he was making?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, as a family, we didn't know if he was ever going to get out of the funk that he was in and if things were going to change. And, you know, there was times when I was like, that's it. There's no career. There's no dreams. There's no Junior and Emily. Like, this is just, nothing's going to happen from here. So, you know, it was really, it was frustrating, and it was heartbreaking, you know. But once things got better and we were both kind of in line and made the right decisions and continued to work hard and support each other through what we were going through, I mean, we're just so grateful right. that there was an out.
It makes complete sense now. Junior, in that situation, your sister being that influence for you, especially when you're making the wrong decisions. We all know we've made wrong decisions in our lives, and we look back and say, why did we do that? And we're sitting today, you thinking about that, Junior, in a way that your sister's telling you this. You, when you're in the making the wrong decisions, a lot of times you ignore everyone around you and just go do it. How did you kind of listen to Emily in that way and really kind of say, I got to change? Because it really has to be the person that makes that decision. It's great when people around you are influencing you to make the right decisions, but it's ultimately you have to choose.
Yeah, ultimately, yeah. I mean, it just came to a point where I was really, really seeing my family suffer.
Yes.
And I was just really at the bottom. I mean, I remember sitting in the jail cell and looking around and like knowing that my family was so disappointed. And it was just like I was just at the end of my rope where I was like, man, is this the life that I want to be in here? Or I can be, you know, out there with my sister and doing something amazing, you know, together with my family, you know, doing dance that we were actually really excelling at.
Yes.
It's like I was just throwing it away, and I was tired of being the reason that we weren't able to reach our full potential, and just seeing my family suffer, you know.
And that's so important. And Emily, you had that dream, and you were just hoping and praying that Junior would make the right decision, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. Every day. I mean, we cried so much as a family, and I think we looked for every source and outlet to, you know, to find a way to help him. And, but, you know, I always say, like, you know, it's important to surround yourself with the right people who are going to support you, people that are going to be there for you no matter what. And I feel like as a family, because we were so connected, united, so full of love, that we just each other to get through.
Yeah, absolutely. Junior, I think that Emily was cutting off for a second. Are you there, Junior?
Oh yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, great, awesome. Now, so thinking about the process, then you finally go on the straight and narrow. Explain why salsa for you two, because again, that's an interesting thing. You're talking about someone in jail. I don't know if you want to, you know, when you're talking to somebody in jail and say, "Oh yeah, I dance salsa." How did that process begin, and how you got involved in salsa?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to dance salsa. It was actually our father who actually forced us both into salsa. And at the time, my dad was actually dancing salsa himself, you know. But for us, it was like an adult dance, right? It was not a kid's dance.
It was not the cool thing
to do. Not the cool thing to do, right? We would go to class, we'd be the only kids there. It would be a bunch of older people, a bunch of adults. So we definitely hated it. And we were just, our father said, "No, you're going to do it." And he saw it as something to just, you know, distract us, you know,
yes,
something positive to distract us and get us off the streets and not give us that extra free time that was really not, it was not good for us at that time.
Yeah, and I know that my dad, you know, because he was in the salsa classes at the time, I know that it was a way for him to kind of look after us while he was in class, and kind of a family thing to do together.
Yeah, and that's an interesting thing. So define again, let's go to Emily on this with salsa and how you guys are so talented. I watched your audition and I was just absolutely blown away of how amazing you guys are at this. How did you learn this craft? Because it doesn't happen all the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's definitely something that we had our first instructor, Ava Apple, and she taught us our first basic steps. And then kind of over time, you know, we just kind of evolved our style into what it is with all the spins and the crazy arm work. And, you know, being so young, I think we still do have a love for, you know, electronic music, hip-hop music, commercial music. And so just trying to bridge that, you know, something that's so traditional to something that's so modern and something that also fits us and what we're passionate about, and just putting that all together to create what we do. But, I mean, yeah, it took, I mean, just countless of hours of just hard work going into the studio and experimenting, because a lot of the things that we do, you know, we have to come up with, we had to create. It wasn't something that was like, okay, here's a choreography or here's a specific move, learn that, you know. It was more of like, okay, we're gonna go into the studio and let's just play, let's just experiment.
Yes.
And see what we come up with.
Absolutely. And come up with in so many ways. And Junior, now thinking about dance and being masculine. This is different with salsa, except you learn that it's very, the ladies like it, right? So once you start doing it, you say, okay, now I go on that dance floor and show how amazing I am. Look out, right?
Yeah, definitely very sexy dance. Except with your sister.
Yeah, we keep that element out.
Action element out.
Yes, but it's good for the ladies. But again, it's all about competition and stuff. For like Torval and Dean, I forget which ones that were related in certain ways of other types of dance for sure. Now, Emily, you're saying a lot of practice and different types of dances helps you be good at salsa. Explain for our audience out there that wants to learn salsa, what are your recommendations?
If anybody wants to learn salsa, I recommend the place to learn is, you know, at group classes that they offer at like various dance studios, or just going to the club, and they usually have like a club class, you know, before the actual club night, so you can take whatever, you know, basic moves that you're learning and put it on the dance floor. And the most important thing with salsa is that it's fun, right? It's not so, you know, like, how to explain it? Like, you
there
know,
is no right or wrong.
There's no right or wrong. It's not like, you know, ballet or per se, where it's like everything is so structured and so technical. Salsa, you can make it your own, and that's what's so amazing about it, is you can, you know, take a basic step and just create it and make it your own and infuse it. Yeah, and it's fun. It's for everybody. It's for everybody.
Well, I'd like to learn it, so I have to definitely keep in touch with you guys and different and keep in touch with you guys. different ways in certain situations and stuff. Let's jump right back into Junior. You guys decide to audition for America's Got Talent. It's as I've interviewed many people in this whole journey, from winners to people that have been contestants, this cattle call, this opportunity that you go on, it's amazing, yet it's so challenging just to get in front of the judges, right?
Yes, it is. Nerve-wrecking.
Yeah, I mean, you go up against so many amazing talented artists, and, you know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of waiting around. It's a lot of hoping. It's a lot of, we just feel really blessed to be, you know, going to the live shows and being able to just share what we've worked literally our entire lives for, and to be able to share that with the world.
Yes, we're so grateful, so grateful.
Absolutely. And what an opportunity. So then finally you get in front of the judges, Emily, and you get that opportunity, to perform. And when you did perform well, holy cow, right? What an amazing experience.
Yeah, it's such a rush. And it's a lot of work that goes behind it, but, you know, after we finish, it's like everything is just, it's so worth it. Every second is so worth it.
Yeah, definitely. Every second is so worth it. Now, Junior, again, you guys did not move on to the live show, but you had a great experience out of the number of contestants. What would you say did you gain the most from this opportunity?
No, we actually did make it.
You
to
did?
The live.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, there's a surprise in live radio. So it happened. I watched YouTube and my producer, and I missed it. So you did. So tell me what happened, because I saw.
So we're just super grateful to be able to move on to the live shows. We got some critiques that we definitely, we're definitely bringing a lot of new elements to the live shows.
So Junior, I'm going to interrupt you really quickly. I apologize. Now, I watched YouTube and it sounded like you guys were cut. So what happened? Was there something changed or something, where I was watching the wrong YouTube?
I think everybody works super hard, but for us, it's just, in our case, it's just been a lot of struggle that we have had to overcome throughout our whole entire career, and just the amount of hard work and just getting that yes to go on to the live shows was just so emotional for us. It was just like, oh my God, like, thank you very much.
Congrats.
It just hit us like a ton of bricks, and we kind of got emotional, so maybe that's what
it is. I'm gonna have to send you some stuff, because seriously, I Googled and it said something that you didn't make it on, so especially a wiki. So I'll tell you about that. But all right, go ahead, Emily.
We did a 2008 where we didn't make it.
Really?
We did the show back in 2008.
And we didn't make it, so we're back.
it's great for me to on live radio say, oops. All right, Emily, you guys have August is big, right? When is the live show? And you're preparing yourself right now, right, Emily?
Yes.
We are working every day, all day. Like Junior said, we're bringing a whole bunch of new elements to our new choreography, and we're just excited to share that. We're really excited to showcase some challenging moves that we're going to be bringing, and just some creative elements.
All right. Well, fantastic. Where's the best place? Because we do have to get going. But again, what date is the live show going to air for Junior? So our listeners.
It's going to be August 29th. We'll be on.
That'll be our live show.
August 29th. So we'll all have to stay tuned. August 29th. Is there a way that we can follow you guys social media wise, Emily?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, Junior Alibi, Emily Alibi. We're on Twitter, Junior and Emily. We're on Instagram, Junior and Emily. Feel free to reach out. Come, just say hello, and we appreciate you taking the time and having us here.
Thank you so much, Neil.
Yeah. Well, if you win, you're coming back. So remember that. Okay. So I'm gonna be
crossing the fingers.
I'm gonna root for you guys, and best of luck. Thanks again for calling.
Thank you so much, Neil.
All right, take care. All right, thanks. Bye-bye. You're listening to The Neil Haley Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.